我们同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你的恩惠和怜悯是这样的，永远不改变。
Because your grace and your mercy never changes.
你也照着你自己的定义来引领你所买赎的众人。
And according to your will, you will guide those who you redeem.
朝着你那永远的旨意来行走。
And we walk toward your eternal will.
人的软弱和欠缺都没有阻挡你手中要做成的工。
The weaknesses and the foolishness of man would not stop your work.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
从古时日到现在，你都是这样的。来眷顾你所买赎的人。
From the ancient times until now, you continue to care for those you redeemed.
主啊，我们到你面前来的时候，求你打开我们里面的眼睛。
Lord, when we come before you, we ask that you will open up our inner eyes.
叫我们能越过外面的眼睛所看见的，来看见你做工的手。
So we can surpass what's seen outwardly and can see your hand.
外面尽管是有许多的黑暗的遮蔽。
Even though there are a lot of darknesses outwardly.
主，你叫我们里面的眼睛一直是明亮。
But Lord, we ask that you cause our inner eyes to be continue to be enlightened.
主，我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow down and worship you.
因为你实在是做了大事。
Because indeed you have done great things.
你一直是叫人看到你那永远的安排。
You continue to cause men to see your eternal arrangement.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们是短暂的人。
Lord, we are just temporary.
我们的眼睛也只能看到近处。
And our eyes can see what's near.
但是你一直是把我们看到永远。
But you continue to cause to see eternity.
我们实在要向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow down and worship you.
但愿主把一个永远的、明亮的这样的心思放在我们的里面。
And Lord, may you give us a heart that can see eternity.
晚上我们再来看你过去所做的工。
And this evening, when we continue to see the work that you have done in the past.
愿意我们的主，你叫你做工的时候，今天也给我们看见。
Lord, may you cause us to see once again your hands at work.
我们在历史里边也看见你今天做工的实际。
And in history, we can see the reality of your work today.
给我们也有那样一个明亮的心思来跟随你。
So give us a heart that's so enlightened that we can follow on.
主，我们仰望。
Lord, we look upon you.
借着你自己所记录下来的话，今天晚上向我们再说。
Through your recorded words, Lord, once again speak to us.
我们等候在你面前。
We wait upon your presence.
听我们的祷告，奉主的名。
May you listen to our prayers in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们感谢主，看到当年以色列人重建圣殿的时候。
We thank the Lord. We saw how the Israelites when they were rebuilding the temple.
他们心思里和那个环境上都带给他们有难处。
And there are difficulties within the mind and also from the surroundings.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他要做成的工作。
The work that he determined to do.
他没有因着人的赶不上而有所改变。
That he will not change it just because man cannot follow on.
他只是用着他自己的话来把人带起来。
He only uses his words to bring man forth.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在犹大人重建圣殿的事上。
When the Jews, when they were rebuilding the temple.
当犹大人几乎都忘掉了他们有一个要建殿的工作停在那里的时候。
Even when the Jews, they almost forgotten the temple, the rebuilding, and they stopped there.
神没有忘记。
But the Lord has not forgotten.
神也没有改变甚至是取消他所要做的。
And God has not changed his plan and didn't cancel his plan.
是他兴起了先知们向犹大说话。
So he raised up the prophets to speak to Judah.
不但是说一次。
Not only did he speak once.
也不单是说两次。
And not twice.
神借着先知们一再在那里说。
But through the prophets, he continued to speak to them.
一直说到神的百姓从里边转回过来。
until his people repented from their heart.
那甚至不了，我们看到从第二章的里边，我们看到神用着哈该先知向犹大的百姓第二次说话。
And last time when we read chapter 2, we saw that God, through the prophet Haggai, spoke to the people.
其实是不是第二次说话我们还不敢说了，不过就是很明显的有第二个信息带给犹大人。
And we're not sure if that's the second time he spoke to them, but we know that this is the second message that he brought to them.
可能在头一个信息，神已经用沙该哈该说了好多遍的话。
It could be throughout the first message that God has used Haggai to speak many times.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神没有停止说话。
That God had not stopped speaking.
那所以在第二章开始的时候就说到七月二十一日。
So at the beginning of chapter 2, it talks about the 21st day of the 7th month.
就是距离头一次说开始说话了已经是一个多月了。
It has been more than one month since the first time Haggai spoke.
犹大人也已经开始有恢复建殿的工作了。
And the Jews, they had started rebuilding the temple.
但是呢他们里面的光景还没有完全的明亮。
But within their condition, they are not totally enlightened.
所以第二章的时候，哈该又替神说第二个信息。
So in chapter 2, Haggai spoke once more the second time, the second message.
如果我们说一个信息是一次讲话的话，说话的话，那当然他是第二次说话。
So if we count the first message as the first time he spoke, so the second message would be the second time.
不过我们不知道他究竟说了多少遍。
But we don't know for sure how many times he has spoken.
反正到了七月二十一日的时候。
But when it comes to the 21st day of the 7th month.
弟兄姊妹你注意。
Francis, take note.
神头一次借着哈该说话是六月初一。
The first time God spoke through Haggai was the first day of the 6th month.
他们什么时候就有反应来重新做工，这里没有记录。
But there's no recording about when they had the reaction and started to rebuild the temple.
但是他们已经开了工，这一件事情是可以肯定。
But we can be sure they have started the work.
虽然他们已经开了工。
So even though they started the work.
但是他们里面还是有些疑问。
But within them, there are still doubts.
所以在一个多月以后。
So after more than one month.
还不到两个月。
less than 2 months.
差不多两个月。
About 2 months time.
就是一个月零二十一天。
It's 1 month and 21 days.
神的话又在先知哈该那里。显明出来。
The word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai once more.
这一次说话。
And this time when he spoke.
弟兄姊妹你可以注意。
Brothers and sisters, you can take note.
他是直接的就向着所罗巴伯、耶稣亚和剩下的百姓。
And he spoke directly to Zerubbabel, Joshua, and the people who are left behind.
说什么话呢？
And what did he say?
他就告诉他们说。
He talked to them.
你们见过从前那一个殿的人。
Those who have seen the former temple.
如今你再看现在我们所做的这个工程。
Now when you look at the work that we are doing now.
你们有什么感觉？
How would you feel?
神给他们心里头所想的说出来。
And God was speaking of what they have in mind.
他说你看如果从现在的来比较和从前的那一个来比较一下简直是等于什么都没有。
And when you compare with what you have now to what we have before, it's nothing.
弟兄姊妹你看这个话说出来是什么意思？
Francis, what does that mean?
就好像说我们建是可以把这个殿建起来，但是这个殿呢、那么难看，那么丑陋，等于没有。
It's as if he's saying that you can build a temple, but the temple is so ugly, it's as if it's nothing.
那这样的一个心思在他们的里面总是累着他们，不能很轻快的在建殿的工程上面来动工。
So this kind of thoughts continue to delay them so that they could not go smoothly with their work.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不能忽略一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, we cannot neglect this.
因为从以斯拉记那一边我们晓得。
Because from the book of Ezra, we know that.
他们重新建殿的同时。
At the same time when they were rebuilding the temple.
那外边来的那个压力。
The pressure from without.
没有停止。
They haven't ceased.
仍然是在那里给他们感觉要建这个殿付的代价很重。
And it caused them to think that in order to build this temple, there's a great price to pay.
我们付那么重大的代价，而建一个那么丑陋的，用人的话来说，那么寒酸的，一个叫做圣殿。
And we pay such great price in order to build this ugly temple.
好像现在真的不还不是要建造圣殿的时候。
It's as if this is not the time yet to rebuild the temple.
神就对着他们这一个心思来说第二次的话。
So God spoke to them the second time, pointing at this thought they have.
我想弟兄姊妹们，你注意，神给他们再次说话的时候，有一件事情非常非常突出的。
So, brothers and sisters, I would like you to take note. In the second time God spoke to them, there's something that stands out very much.
你弟兄姊妹，你留意从第四节开始。
Starting from verse 4.
耶和华说啊，所罗巴伯呀，虽然如此，你当刚强。约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚，你也当刚强。这地的百姓，你们都当刚强。
And the Lord said, even so, but now be strong, O Zerubbabel. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land.
神非常明确的点名来向他们说话。
And God clearly pointed it out and spoke to them.
约书亚。这个所罗巴伯，你当刚强。
Zerubbabel, be strong.
约书亚，你也当刚强。
Be strong, Joshua.
所有的百姓，你们都要刚强。
And all you people of the land, be strong.
弟兄姊妹，你注意，神那样清楚的点着名来向他的百姓说这个话。
And God spoke to his people so very clearly, called them by their names.
那我们不能不留意了。
And we have to take note.
因为在当时他们重新建造这个殿的时候。
Because at that time when they were rebuilding the temple.
从这个话上头我们能了解他们仍然是胆战心惊的。
From these words, we could see that they are still frightened. They're very much afraid.
他们还是不晓得，如果我们这样做下去，将来会碰到什么事情，他们没有把握了。
And they did not have the assurance what would happen to them if they continue to rebuild the temple.
那因此神就对着他们心里面的那种光景，就说了这样的话。
So God spoke these words according to the conditions in their hearts.
我们特别留意的就是，他是点名的说话。
What we need to pay attention to is he called them by their name.
如果神是一般性的这样说，你们要刚强。
If God just spoke generally, be strong.
那人总会有一个保留。
Then there's maybe reservation within men.
神说这个需要刚强的人，也许是要做领袖的人。
And maybe they would think God only spoke to the leaders that tell them to be strong.
我们是被带领的，我这神这个话不是对我们说的。
And we're only the followers, so God did not speak these words to us.
那站在做首领的人呢？
So for those who are leaders,
他也觉得我们是站在第一线。
And the leaders might think we are standing on the baseline,
the front line.
那
真的要叫那个工 东城动起来，要叫百是百姓们，他们没有保留才行。
In order for the work to start, it has to be the people. They can do without reservation.
那大概神就看见百姓们他们的心有点保留，所以神这样说话。
So it could be God saw that there's reservation within the people's heart, so He spoke these words.
如果神不点名来说话，
If God did not speak to them,
人可以把这个话推给别人。
Then the people might just say that these words are for other people.
而不会很有感觉说是神直接对我说。
And they would not feel that it's God speaking to us directly.
但现在你看见神是直接的点名来说这个话。
But now God spoke these words according to the names.
那就是说出现在发生难处那个问题不是哪一些人。
Which is to say the difficulty they don't lie in certain people.
是我们每一个人。
It's every one of us.
做首领的固然是这样。
It's like so with the leaders.
众百姓也都是这样。
And it's the same for the people.
我们全体显在神的眼中，我们都好像在那里逃避责任。
It's like all of us are trying to not take up responsibilities before God.
那所以当神这样直接点名来说话的时候，
So when God spoke to them by the names,
弟兄姊妹你就看到当时犹大人的光景外面好像已经跟上神了。
And you can see that the Jews without it's as if they are following God.
但是里面呢还是有许多的保留。
But within them, there's a lot of reservations.
弟兄姊妹我们都非常的清楚。
And brothers and sisters, we are very clear.
属灵的事情。
In spiritual matters.
你要叫他完全的做好。
If you want to do it completely well.
不是外面来完成的。
It's not done externally.
而是要从里面先要给带到一个准确的地步。
But you have to be led to an accurate position within you.
然后外面才会有条件做完。
And then there would be conditions without to finish it.
如果里面没有很明确、很清楚。
If you're not clear within.
外面所做的一切都是应付的。
Everything you've done without is just in the forms.
那既然是应付的，
and if you just do it outwardly,
那就绝对不是彻底的，
and it's not a very complete
work. 绝对不是直接的摸到神的心思的，
and you cannot touch God's heart directly.
那所以神现在很清楚的来向他们说，
so now God spoke to them very clearly.
你们要刚强，
be strong.
都要刚强，
all need to be strong.
但是在人的心思里总是有那么一些个幽暗。
But in men's mind, there is still some darkness there.
如果不是外面的情形太难以承担，
if it wasn't for the outward conditions, it's too difficult to bear.
人绝不会有任何的保留。
That man would not have any reservation.
就是因为外面的那个是光景，实在是不容易去应付。
But because the outward condition is really not easy to bear.
或者说不容易解决的好。
Or you cannot solve the problems.
所以就产生许多的保留在哪里。
So that leads to many reservations.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
你注意到当神在这里告诉他的百姓们要刚强起来的时候。
And you see that when God told his people to be strong.
神说出。
God said.
你们能刚强，
that you can be strong,
不是叫你们硬着头皮来硬顶。
It's not that you have to struggle and to be strong.
你必须要看到一个事实，
but you have to see this fact.
你们能刚强乃是因着这一个事实，
that you can be strong is because of this fact.
而如果没有这个事实，我也不要求你们刚强。
If you don't have this fact, I would not ask you to be strong.
但是有这一个事实在这里，
But when you have this fact in front of you,
你们是有了刚强的条件，
then you have the condition to be strong.
说你们非要刚强不可。
So you have to be strong.
什么条件？
And what is the condition?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主自己明明在那里宣告。
The Lord clearly proclaimed.
你们能刚强。
that you can be strong.
不是因为你们会刚强。
It's not because you're able to be strong.
也不是你们有刚强。
And it's not that you are, you can have strength.
你们可以刚强。
That you can be strong.
乃是因为我和你们同在。
It's because I am with you.
又是我陪伴着你们。
If I keep you company.
我在那里领着你们。
That I'm there to guide you.
我既然是在那领着你们。
So when I'm there to guide you.
又陪伴你们。
And to keep you company.
所以你们没有理由不能刚强。
That's so there's no reason for you not to be strong.
因为一切事情要应付的是我出头来应付。
Because anything that you have to deal with, I'm the one who will deal with
them. 是我负责来应付。
That I take up the responsibility.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常严肃的事情。
Brothers, this is a very solemn matter.
当神这样说出这个话的时候。
When God spoke these words.
他并不是空空白白在那里说话。
He's not just saying these empty words.
因为在神的子民。
Because among God's people,
他们经历神与他们同在的历史是不少的。
That they have experienced many in the history that God has been with them.
他们本身的。
And for them personally.
他们祖宗的。
And for their forefathers.
整个他们祖宗的历史。都在那里说出他们胜过了许许多多是人所不能解决的。
That in the history of the forefathers, they have overcome a lot of things that are not supposed to be bore by people.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到这样的一件事的时候
，And when we see this fact, brothers and sisters,
我们一定要看到
，That we must see
神让他的百姓去接触到神同在的这一个问题。不是只是限于他们从出埃及的时候算起。
That God let his people to experience his presence is not just stopped at, or not just begin at when they were being led out of Egypt.
要从什么时候算起呢
？And when should it start?
要从亚伯拉罕的时候算起。
It should start from Abraham.
从亚伯拉罕被召的时候算起。
And from Abraham being called.
因为神选召亚伯拉罕的时候。
Because when God called Abraham,
神是向亚伯拉罕说清楚，他要借着他和他的后裔做什么呢
？That God told him very clearly what he wanted to do through him and his descendants.
然后那以色列人就下到埃及。
And then the Israelites they went to Egypt.
然后以色列人从埃及出来。
And then the Israelites went out of Egypt.
然后以色列人又在旷野里边兜圈。
And then they were walking around the wilderness.
然后他们渡过约旦河，就进了迦南。
And they crossed the river Jordan and went into Canaan.
经过迦南的那个得地的那个征战，他们就在迦南承受产业。
And after the battles they fought in the land of Canaan and they received the inheritance.
然后经过士师的日子。
And after the times of the judges.
又经过那个建国的真的正规的建立了以色列国的那一段的历史。
And then also after they built the country of Israel.
一直到他们被掳到巴比伦。
Until they were sent exile into Babylon.
然后他们又从巴比伦给带回来。
And then they were brought back from Babylon.
那弟兄姊妹们
My sisters?
你看到的他们祖宗的历史不是他们自己亲身的历史。
You can see that the history of the forefathers is not their own personal history.
但是他们却是知道的。
But they know about it.
因为没有他们祖宗的那个历史就没有他们亲身所经历的历史。
Because without the history of the forefathers, they would not have their own personal history.
因为没有亚伯拉罕他们那一段的历史他们就不可能活在以色列地。
Because without the history of Abraham, they would not be living in Israel.
如果没有那个过去的以色列国跟犹大国的那段历史，他们也不可能在这个地方。
And without the history of Israel and Judah, they would not be in this place.
那所以那些历史，他在当中，他们都很清楚的能了解神怎么管制他们。
So from the history, they clearly understand how God disciplines them.
神又怎么来挽回他们
？And how God bring them back?
这个不是一次两次的事情。
And this is not just once or twice.
哦，整个这对他们来说，这两三千年的历史都是这样的。
So this is the same for the history within this 2,000, 3,000 years.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神对他子民来说，神没有改变过他的定位。
That God has never changed what he determined among his people.
那现在神说，你们要刚强。
Now God said, be strong.
因为我与你们同在。
For I am with you.
那这个话对他们来说呢？
And these words for them,
他们也有亲身的经历的。
They have experienced them.
那他们很清楚的知道。
And they clearly know that.
我们怎么能从巴比伦回来？
That how could we come back from Babylon?
从巴比伦回来整个的过程。
And the whole process of returning from Babylon.
如果不是神的同在。
If it wasn't for God's presence.
如果不是神在那里做起头。
If God wasn't there to start.
如果不是神在那里看顾保护。
If God's not there to care for them, to protect and to supply.
我们也不可能活在现在这个耶路撒冷这一带。
And it would be impossible for us to live in Jerusalem.
既然我们是活在犹大，活在耶路撒冷。
So we're living now in Judah, in Jerusalem.
那就显明我们这些都是经历过神同在的人。
That tells us we have all experienced God's presence.
啊，神告诉他们说，因为我与你们同在，所以你们要刚强。这个话不是空话。
So God, when God told them that you need to be strong because I am with you, this is not empty words.
啊，这个是非常非常实际的话。
And this is very substantial.
啊，因着我与你们同在。
And because I am with you.
所以你们就必须要刚强。
So you have to be strong.
刚强做什么呢？
And to be strong in order for what?
起来好好的做工。
To rise up and work.
啊，把这一个圣殿建造起来。
So to rebuild this temple.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
说到神与他们同在。
When we talk about God's
presence. 不就是有他们的历史上的那一个印证。
Not only is proven by the history.
更明确的神也指出来。
And very clearly God pointed out.
这是我与你们同在的这个事情，乃是照着你们在出埃及的时候，我跟你们所立的约。
So the fact of I'm with you when it's spoken by God is according to the covenant established with them.
那这个是第五节的话了。
And this is the words of verse 5.
啊，不仅是这历史在那里印证我与你们同在。
It's not only proven by history that God is with them.
同时，我也用立约的方式来告诉你们我。是和你们同在。
And also through the covenant that God has established with them.
我要与你们同在。
He's with them. And that he wants to be with them.
那这一个呢，对他们年长，那当时年长的那一代呢，是他们亲身的经历。
And for the older generation at that time, this is their personal experience.
但弟兄姊妹们。
My brothers and sisters.
当神这样给他们说到，你们出埃及的时候，我跟你们立的约。
When God spoke of how he covenanted with them when they came out of Egypt,
就带他们到一个这样的光景。
And he brings them to this condition.
是神的同在，是神立约所固定在哪里的。
Indeed, the presence of the Lord is established by the covenant.
但是你要享用神的同在。
But in order for you to enjoy his presence,
是有些条件。
There are some conditions.
但那些条件也并不是太难去做成的。
But these conditions are not hard to meet.
但这里没有说啊是什么条件呢。
But it doesn't say here what kind of conditions they are.
但是主既然提到说立约。
But when the Lord mentioned the covenant.
并且是在出埃及的时候与他们立的约。
And it's the covenant established when they came out of Egypt.
那这个事情就很清楚了。
Then it becomes very clear.
我们常常都会提到出埃及记十九章。
Many times we mention the chapter 9 of Exodus.
神跟以色列人立约。
That God has established the covenant.
十九章是那个整个历史的开始。
And in chapter 19 is the beginning of the whole history.
从那个十九章开始就引出全律法。
And from chapter 19 on, it brings forth the law.
造会幕。
And the building of the tabernacle.
特别是在全律法的起初的那一段。
Especially in the beginning when the laws were passed down.
是弟兄姊妹，你非常容易 记得的。
My sisters, you may remember it.
神说我要以你们做我的子民。
God said, you will be my people.
我又要用你们来做祭司的国度。
And you will be a kingdom of priesthood.
我要让你们作为圣洁的国民。
And you'll be a holy nation.
那这是都是神要做的。
And these are the works that God wants to do.
但是他们怎么能接受神这样的要做的事呢？
But how could they receive what God wanted to do?
神也说给他们说得很清楚。
And God has told them very clearly.
你们若实在听从我的话，
If you truly listen to my words,
遵行我的约，
And to follow my covenant,
那我就做成这一些。
Then I will do these.
那现在神对他们说，
Now God told them,
你们要刚强。
Be strong.
因为我与你们同在。
For I am with you.
我与你们同在，你们就一定能做成了这一个大事。
If I am with you, then you will be able to accomplish this great thing.
但是你要经历我与你们同在。
But in order for you to experience my presence with you,
你们必须记住一件事。
You need to remember this.
你们要听从我的话。
That you need to keep my words.
你们要遵守我的约。
You have to keep my laws.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个是一个非常明显的事情。
And this is very clear, brothers and sisters.
我们平常说愿主与你同在。
And usually when we say that may God be with you.
盼望主与我同在。
And that I hope that God will be with me.
那这个话是很容易说的。
And it's very easy for us to say.
但弟兄姊妹，当我们说到神与我们同在的时候，
But when we talk about God's presence with us,
我们千万不能忽略。
We cannot neglect this.
我们有没有神同在的条件显出来？
That do we have the conditions manifested in order for God to
be with us? 如果没有神同在的那个条件显出来，
If we don't have the conditions for God to be with us,
不是神不愿意与我们同在，
It's not that God is not willing to be with us.
是我们没有让出地位来，让主可以与我们同在。
But it's that we do not have the position for God to be with us.
甚至我们可以这样说。
Or we can say this.
我们根本就没有给机会神让他与我们同在。
We can say that we do not even give God a chance to be with us.
这是非常明显的一件事。
And this is something very clear.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神乐意与人同在，这一点是没有可疑惑的。
There's no doubt about this that God is willing to be with people.
对以色列人来说。
For the Israelites,
神是用立约的方式来表达这个意思。
God expresses through the establishing of the covenant.
对我们新约的神的儿女们来说。
And for us, God's people, under the new covenant.
神是用应许的话来显明这个安排。
That he expressed his arrangement through his promises.
但是我们不能不留意。
But we cannot but pay attention to this.
那在旧约的日子。
The,
神的百姓要享用神的同在。
During the Old Testament time, when
God's people, 他们必须要听从主的话，遵守主的约。
If they want to enjoy the presence of the Lord, they have to keep the law and obey His words.
那么在新约的神的众儿女呢？
And for the people of God under the New Testament,
我们要享用神的同在，
in order,
那我们也必须先要留意。我们站在什么的地位？
In order for us to enjoy the presence of the Lord, we have to pay attention to see what position we are in.
是站在基督里，还是没有站在基督里？
Are we in Christ or not in Christ?
弟兄姊妹们，我们感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
当我们蒙恩得救的时候，
When we received our salvation,
神是把我们放在基督里。
That God has placed us in Christ.
这个是我们的地位。
And that's our position.
但是我们实在的那个光景是不是活在基督里呢？
But our true condition, are we living in Christ?
这个是关键的问题。
And that's the key issue.
如果我们没有很实在的活在基督里，
If we are not living in Christ in reality,
那就是我们地位是在基督里。
Then that means our position is in Christ.
我们的实际却不在基督里。
But our reality is not in Christ.
那在这样的光景的底下，
And under this condition,
那也就是说，
Which is to say,
我们没有给机会神显明他的同在。
That we're not giving God a chance to express his presence.
我们读那个以弗所书的时候，
When we read the book of Ephesians,
我们读到第三章，
When we read chapter 3,
我们看到一件事情，
And we see this matter.
过去 我们都已经提过的了。
That we have mentioned before.
不过因为读到这里的时候，我们也可以再来温习一下。
But we can review this while we're waiting here.
啊，那里怎么说呢
？And what does it say there?
他说啊，啊，求神按照他荣耀的旨意，借着圣灵，叫我们里面的人刚强起来。
It says, I pray that out of his glorious riches that he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
使基督因信住在你们心里。
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
或者说住在你们里面。
Or we can say dwell in you.
如果我们不了解这一点。
If we don't understand this
point, 我们就觉得有点困惑了。
Then we might be in doubt.
我们信主的时候不是已经进到基督里了吗？
Aren't we in Christ when we first believe?
基督也已经进到我们里面了。
And then Christ has entered us.
怎么现在还要做一些事情？
And how come now we still have to do something?
基督才在我里面呢。
So therefore, in order for Christ to be in us.
弟兄姊妹，你细细的注意那一节的经文。
If you pay attention to this verse.
那是以弗所书第三章。
Which is in Ephesians chapter 3.
你稍微留意那段经文。
If you pay attention to the verse,
你就立刻就晓得。
Then you will know immediately.
那一段经文不是说你里面没有基督。
This verse doesn't say that you don't have Christ in you.
而是基督是怎样活在你里面。
But it's to say that how Christ is living in you.
这个是问题。
And that's the issue.
因为那里是这样说。
Because it says there,
使基督因信住在我们里面。
In verse 17 it says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
是说到我们的主怎么住在我们的里面。
It talks about how our Lord dwell in us.
我们常常说。
We often say this.
你把主接进来。
And when you receive the Lord,
你可以把主放在一个厨房的一个角落里。
You can place the Lord in a corner in the kitchen.
或者你把它放在那个贮藏室的一个角落里。
Or you can put him in the living room.
Storage
room.
或者是你可以把你自己的那一个master bedroom 让给主。
Or you can give up your master bedroom to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。你放我们的主在柴房里，你还是把他接进来啊。
If you put Christ in a storage room, that you're still receiving Christ.
但是你把主接到你自己的主人的那个卧室啊，跟你把主放在柴房里啊，那是两件非常非常不同的事情。
But if you receive Christ into your master bedroom, it's completely different from receiving him into the storage room.
你要是把主放在柴房里。
If you put him into the storage room,
那主在那里做什么？
Then what would the Lord do there?
你把他好像觉得是一个有他没有增加什么。没有他，也没有损失什么。
It's as if he doesn't add anything, or you don't lose anything with or without him.
但是如果你把他安置在主人的卧房里
，But if you place him into the master bedroom,
那个光景就很不一样了。
Then it will be truly different.
你好像在那里是告诉主说
，It's as if you're there to tell the Lord, the Lord, I'm receiving you.
接到我这个家里。
Receiving you into my home.
你在我这个家里完全的做主人。
That you can be the Lord over my home.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得那个光景是完全不一样。
And brothers and sisters, you can see it's a truly different condition.
那现在弟兄姊妹，我们就要留意了。
And now, brothers and sisters, take note.
主说，我与你们同在。
The Lord said, I am with you.
说你们要刚强壮胆。
So you should be strong.
因为我与你们同在这个事情是我用立约的形式来与你们确定的。
Because the fact that I am with you is established when I have the covenant with you.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当主一提到这样的一件事的时候。
When the Lord mentioned this.
神的子民里面应该是清楚。
That the people of God, they should be clear within.
我们要接受神的同在的时候。
When we receive the presence of the Lord.
我们所站在主面前的那个位置一定要对，要准确。
That the position we stand before God has to be correct.
啊，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
啊，我们的主跟他们说了这样的一些话。
After the Lord talked to them.
然后我们的主就说到一个非常严肃的事情了。
Then our Lord said and talked about something very solemn.
这个事情不单是在当时来说是对付他们里面的黑暗。
Not only did it deal with the darkness within them.
同时也是向他们启示神那永远的安排。
At the same time, it revealed the eternal arrangement of God.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意，接下去我们的神借着先知哈该说了一些什么话呢？
My sisters, take note of the words that spoken through Haggai.
第六节开始。
Beginning from verse 6.
万军之耶和华如此说，过不多时，我必再一次震动天地、沧海与旱地。我必震动万国，万国的珍宝必都运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀。这是万军之耶和华说的。
This is what the Lord of hosts says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations. All the desired of all nations will come. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts.
就是我们没有说到这段话的那个实际的光景以前。
Before we touch upon the reality of these words.
你留意到神说的这一段话是要叫他们脱离一种人常常犯的毛病。
And take note, these words spoken by God is for in order to deliver them from some problems that men always have.
因为一般人，包括我们自己在里头。
Because generally, for all people, including us.
我们看一些的事物，总是留意它的外面。
When we look at matters, we always pay attention to what's external.
比较少留意那个事实的里面。
And we seldom look within the matter.
换一句话说。
To put another way.
我们留意外面的表达。
We pay attention to what's expressed externally.
而比较少注意到里面的那个实际。
But we seldom pay attention to the reality.
但是现在就要这样。让他的百姓来去学习这样的一个功课。
But God now wanted his people to learn this lesson.
要神的百姓去注意里面的实际过于外面的所看得见的事物。
And for God's people to pay attention to the inner reality more than what's expressed outwardly.
就着他们当时具体的情形来说。
And according to the conditions at that time.
他们总是觉得我们现在盖的这个殿太不成样子。
They felt that the temple they were building is truly nothing much.
但是神让他们去接触一个问题。
But God let them come across this issue.
我不计较那个殿的外表是怎样。
That I don't care what the temple looks like outwardly.
我计较的是你们在神面前活得怎么样。
What I do care is how you live before God.
弟兄姊妹，记得当大卫起初要起义为神建造圣殿的时候。
Francis, remember when David first had his will to build a temple for God.
神已经很明显的给大卫说了。
God spoke clearly to David.
从起初我来到你们中间。
From the very beginning when I came upon your presence.
是从一个帐幕到另外一个帐幕。
It's from one tabernacle to another.
我从来没有要求你们为我建造一个什么大的殿宇。
I've never asked you to build me a temple.
甚至神很清楚地在那里说。
Even God said very clearly.
那是后来所罗门献殿的时候把神说的那个话在他的祷告的里头发表出来的。
And it's expressed in Solomon's prayer when he offered up the temple to God.
天是我的座位。
that the heaven is my throne.
地是我的脚凳。
And the earth is my footstool.
你们要建一个什么的殿给我居住？
What kind of temple will you build for me to dwell in?
你们能建出来的殿配给我居住吗？
Can you build a temple worthy of my presence?
当然你一比较根本就不能比较。
Because when you compare it, there's nothing to compare with.
天是神的座位。
That the heavens is the throne of God.
地是神的脚凳。
And the earth is his footstool.
你在地上要建一个房子称为圣殿让神居住。
If you want to build a building on earth to call it a temple for God to dwell in.
难怪神说你要建一个什么样的殿宇给我住。
It's no wonder God asked, what kind of temple will you build for me?
所以从起头神根本就不注意那个外面的那个光景。
So from the very beginning, God wasn't paying attention to the outward
building. 神所注意的是人在神的面前怎么活。
What he paid attention to is how his people lived before him.
那所以在起头大卫建殿的时候，神已经表达这样的心思。
So God has already expressed his mind when David was building a temple for him.
那现在重建圣殿的时候，神也仍然是对付人的这样的一个心思。
So when during the rebuilding of the temple, God is continuing to deal with people.
神好像说
，It's as if God said,
你们不要把眼光放在现在你们所建造的这个殿。
So don't focus your sight on this temple that you're building.
在人眼中，他荣耀还是不够荣耀，这个都不是问题。
And it's not important whether it's glorious or not glorious in men's eyes.
要紧的是你们这些称为我名下的百姓，都能完全毫无保留的接受我的权柄。
What's important that you who are called under my name, that you can receive my will without reservation.
这样我就安然地居住在你们中间。
Then I can dwell among you.
若是你要从外面来看这个圣殿的话，
If you want to look at this temple externally,
你怎么看呢？
How would you look at it?
什么时候你们才能建造的一个像样的殿呢？
And when will you be able to build a good temple?
你们永远不可能造一个殿能与我相比的。
You can never build a temple that's worthy of me.
但是呢？
But?
我告诉你们。
Let me tell you.
他说过不多时。
After a little while.
我必再一次震动天地。
That I will once more shake the heavens and the earth.
沧海与旱地。
The sea and the dry land.
我必震动万国。
I will shake all nations.
万国的珍宝必都运来。
And the desire of all nations will come.
我就使这殿满了荣耀。
And I will fill this house with glory.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那你留意这个事情。
Pay attention to this fact.
你们现在注意目前这些个殿。
Now you're paying attention to the temple you're
building. 这个殿的确是没有什么好注意的。
This temple is not worth paying attention to.
没有什么可以叫你感觉满意的。
There's nothing that you can be satisfied with.
但是你如果要从物质的观念上面来看的话。
But if you're looking at it in the view in material point of view.
那我就告诉你一个秘密。
Then I'll tell you a secret.
不需要太久。
It's only a little while, not long.
我就要再一次震动天和地。
Then I will once more shake the heavens and the earth.
沧海和旱地。
And the sea and the dry land.
我要震动万国。
I will shake all nations.
那个时候。
And at that time.
万国的珍宝都要运到这里来。
The desire of all nations will come.
那个时候。
And at that time,
就叫这个殿满了荣耀。
And I will fill this house with glory.
弟兄姊妹们，我们留意了。
Francis, take note.
当然，神借着先知在这里说了这一个话。
When God spoke through the prophet,
明明给我们看见，那是以后神要做的。
He clearly lets us see that's what he wants to do in the future.
我个人非常的清楚。一点。
That's something that I'm very clear about.
当时说话的哈该也不太懂得这个话里头那个实际的意思。
Haggai, the person who spoke it at that time, he did not understand fully what it meant.
他只知道将来神要做这样的一件事。
All he knew was that God would do this in the future.
那这一件事是什么时候呢？
But when was the time?
这一件事是什么内容呢？
And what's the content of this matter?
我相信哈该当时也不太知道。
I believe Haggai was not
very sure. 但是神的话是这样告诉他。
But God's word told us.
他就这样宣告出来。
Then he proclaimed accordingly.
好了，现在我们呢？
So for us.
我们却是有许多的神已经说了话的那个资料，让我们去留意。当时神说这个话究竟是什么意思？
Now we have a lot of information through the spoken words of God to understand what the meaning was.
我想弟兄姊妹们，你留意神说过不多时。
My sister, take note when God said in a little while.
肯定一件事，这不是那个时候。
So for sure, it's not at that time.
那是以后的日子。
Which is in the future.
但是以后多久呢？
But what time in the future?
没有说。
It didn't say.
但神说过不多时。
But God said in a little while.
但是神对时间的表达。
But how God expressed in time.
他的不多时对我们来说也许是很长很长。
For him, a little while may be a long time for us.
但是我们能领会这一点。
But we can understand this.
因为神的话明明告诉我们。
Because God's word clearly tells us.
神看千年如一日。
God sees 10,000 years as one day.
一日如千年。
And one day is 10,000 years.
所以这时间那个观念对神来说那个没有什么大的意义。
So that's not much meaning in terms of time.
对我们来说就很有意义。
But for us, it's very meaningful.
但神说过不久。
But God said in a little while.
神要做一件事情。
That God would do one thing.
什么事呢？
And what is that thing?
震动天地。
That he would shake the heavens and the earth.
沧海和旱地。
The sea and the dry land.
弟兄姊妹注意了。
My sister, take note.
他说他再一次震动。
He said that once more he will shake.
那我们就要留意了。
And then we need to take note.
什么时候是头一次？
When was the first time?
你要先找到头一次。
You have to first find the first time.
你才能知道这个再一次。
Then you can know about this once more.
你如果没有看见头一次。
If you don't see the first time.
那你就不可能知道这个再一次。
And it's impossible for you to see once more.
那头一次是什么？
So when is the first time?
弟兄姊妹你看。
When sisters take note.
在整个历史的里头，是哪一个时候是神头一次震动天地？
Throughout the history, when was the first time that God shook the heavens and the earth?
这个不难找。
It's not hard to find.
因为神只做过一次嘛。
Because God has only performed once.
神没有说他做过好多次。
God didn't say that he has done it many times.
所以他说再一次。
So he said once more.
就说出他从前做过一次。
Which is to say he has done it once
before. 既然神只是做过一次。
And if he only has done it once.
那这个我们就很容易找了。
And it's easy for us to find it.
什么时候天地给神震动过呢？
When did the heavens and the earth was shaken by God?
挪亚的洪水。
Which is the flood of Noah.
天开了口。
The heaven was open.
地淹了水。
And then there was flood on earth.
一切都落到一个非常整个好像翻转过来的那个样子。
It's as if it's all upside down.
弟兄姊妹们神说。
But sisters, the Lord said.
过不久。
In a little while.
我要再一次要做一件事情如同过去我所做的那个事情一个模样。
I will once more do this just as I have done in the past. It's the same.
但是不会再是洪水。
But it's not the flood anymore.
因为神已经用洪跟人立了约，不会再用水来灭地。
Because God has already established a covenant through the rainbow that he would not flood the earth again.
那因此弟兄姊妹你注意了。
So brothers and sisters take note.
如果将来神有一次那样大的动作。
If in the future God has this great movement.
那这一个动作会是什么呢？
And what would that be?
不是水。
It's not water.
那会是什么呢？
And what would that be?
神也说了。
And God has said it already.
他说那是在彼得后书了。
Which is in 2 Peter.
弟兄姊妹你看到一件事了。
That's one thing you can see there, brothers.
神说那个时候呢，那个地被烈火融化。
That God said that the earth would be melted by a great fire.
天也在那里好像衣服旧了给转起来。
And the heaven is like a garment being rolled up.
那真是一个大震动。
Which is a great shaking.
那因此我们从神说的这一个话的里头。
So from the word spoken by God,
我们留意到神在这里说的这个是一个预言。
We say that this is a prophecy spoken by God.
也是一个启示的宣告。
Which is also a proclamation of a revelation.
人要看圣殿是很大的荣耀。
When men look at the temple, it's a great glory.
那神就让人看见，从人手造出来的，永远不会荣耀到什么地方去了。
But God wants men to see what's built by man is not glorious.
如果你真要叫神的殿充满了荣耀
，If you want God's temple to be filled with glory, it's only done by God.
但现在重建圣殿的事情，神没有自己来做。
But the rebuilding of the temple is not done by God Himself.
神是要告诉人说，你们去做。
That God told the people, you are to do it.
所以神就好像已经间接告诉他们，你们不必盼望会有一个怎么荣耀的殿。
So as if God's telling them indirectly, don't expect any glory from the temple.
你就算是所罗门的当时那个殿重新显出来。
Even if it is the temple built by Solomon once again manifested.
跟神将来要做的那个殿都不能比较的。
But there's no comparison with the temple that's built by God in the future.
因为神在这里说了,
because God said here,
他要震动天地,
that he will shake the heavens and earth. He will shake all the nations.
他将这万国的那一个财宝都要运到这里来,
and all the treasures of the nation will be carried here.
然后就叫这个殿就满了荣耀,
and then he will fill the house with glory.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你注意,
pay attention.
神轻轻地说了这几句话,
that God spoke these words lightly.
但是他说是非常严肃的加上一句,
but he solemnly added this.
这是万军之耶和华说的,
this is declared by the Lord of hosts.
好了,我们稍微有一点概念了,
so now we have this concept.
神将来要建一个殿,
so in the future God will build a temple.
这一个殿是真实的荣耀,
and this temple is truly glorious.
列国的荣耀都要加到这个殿的里头。
That all the desire of the nations will come and be put in this temple.
在建这个殿以前。
Before he built this temple.
那神要做一个事情叫震动天地。
That God would do one thing, which is to shake the heavens and earth.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那现在我们就有点概念了。
Now we have this concept.
神说这一段话。
When God spoke all these words.
是指着什么时候呢?
What period of time was he pointing at?
这一段话所指做的那个时间是非常对人来说是不短的。
The time period that these words are spoken about is a rather long period for men.
蛮长的。
It's a rather long period.
不但是哈该书在这里是这样说。
Not only spoken by Haggai.
以后我们看到撒加利亚书的时候也是说到同样的事。
And in the book of Zechariah, it talks about the same thing.
那么短短的几句话。
These few words here.
哈该就把神从建立国度一直到新天新地显明都包括在这几句话的里头。
So these words have already included the manifestation of the kingdom to the new heavens and new earth.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，当然，等到将来国度来的时候。
In the future, when the kingdom arrives.
神又在那里显明一个殿。
That God would manifest a
temple. 这个殿是很大的荣耀。
And this temple is full of glory.
你大概可以从以西结书上头看到将来国度的时候的那个殿的光景。
And you can see from the book of Ezekiel the glory of the temple in the future.
宽广固然是宽广。
It's indeed very big.
丰富也固然是丰富。
And it's indeed very abundant.
荣耀那也不在话下了。如果用物质的眼光来看。
And if you look at it materialistically, it's very glorious also.
但是神借着哈该在这里所说的。
But what God spoke through Haggai here.
并不是说到以西结书所宣告的那一个国度的殿。
It's not talking about the temple, the temple of the kingdom manifested in the book of Ezekiel.
因为在国度的时候的那个殿。
Because the temple in the kingdom.
万国的珍宝要运来，这个可能性是有的。
That's a possibility that all the desires of the nations will be carried here.
因为那个时候是基督在全地上作王。
Because at that time, Christ will be reigning over the earth.
全地的邦国都尊神的名，主的名为圣。
And all the nations will exalt the Lord's name as holy.
所以在那一个时候。
So at that time.
我们留意到啊，神的殿是满了许多物质上的荣耀，这个是可以理解的。
So at that time, the temple of the Lord is full of glory, in terms of material.
但是问题在哪里呢？
But what is the question here?
问题在国度的时候，天和地还没有震动。
The time of the kingdom, the heaven and the earth, they were not shaken yet.
那所以显然在这里，底下所说的那个殿，可以包括国度里头的殿，但是主要的不是指着国度里头的殿。
So the temple that's mentioned here can include the temple in the kingdom, but it's not mainly pointing at the temple of the kingdom.
不是国度里头的殿，那是什么时候的殿呢？
So if it's not the temple of the kingdom, which temple is it talking about?
那是天地震动了，给震动了以后的那个时候的殿。
It's after the heavens and the earth were shaken, the temple at that time.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要看到天和地都给震动的话，
If we are looking at how the heavens and the earth were shaken,
那只有在新天新地的那个时候，
which is only at the time of the new heavens and new earth.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
现在他该在那里所发表神的这一个宣告。
That the proclamation expressed by Haggai at this time.
果然是把我们带到新天新地去的。
Indeed, it brings us into the new heaven and new earth.
因为在这个带到新天新地去的这一个整个的过程和结果。
Because the process and the ending of bring us into the new heaven and new earth.
我们了解到它当中是包括了好些个事情在哪里。
We can understand that it includes many events.
如果从当时犹太人的心思上面来说，
and from the Jews' mind at that time,
他们所注意的是物质里面的荣耀和丰富。
What they pay attention to is the glory and abundance in
material. 神就叫他们看见将来那个物质的观念里边那个荣耀和丰富是到了一个什么的程度。
So God caused them to see how abundant and how glorious it would become in the future.
但弟兄姊妹，你细细在留意。
Brothers and sisters, when you pay attention,
你就留意到神在这里说出一个比个更高一层的那一个发表。
Then you will see that God is talking about a higher level.
神是在那里说出将来这个殿不是物质的殿。
God is there to say the temple in the future is not a material, it's not a physical temple.
将来这一个殿是一个完全是超越过物质，而是简单的来说是属灵的殿，是生命的殿。
And God is here to say the temple in the future is a spiritual temple, it's the temple of life.
如果说从生命来组成的殿呢，那个我们就看到教会的教会这一段的历史，那个时候还没有出现。不过将来教会的那一段历史是包括在当中。
So if we talk about this temple of life, then we'll see that in the future, it talks about the church.
但是重要的。
But more importantly,
是最幕后的那一个殿。
It's the very last temple.
因为这最幕后的那个，就是天和地都震动了以后的那一个殿。
The last temple, which is the temple after the heavens and the earth were shaken.
你注意到了。
That you can see here.
那里怎么说啊？
What does it say here?
它是万国的珍宝都运来。
That all the desire of all nations will come.
然后底下就说。银子是我的，金子是我的。
And it continues on, the silver is mine and the gold is mine.
这殿后来的荣耀比大过先前的荣耀。
And the glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house.
在这个地方我要必赐平安。
And in this place I will grant peace.
弟兄姊妹注意了。
My sisters take note.
他是万国的珍宝都要运来。
He said, the desire of all nations will come.
那个时候，
and at that time,
银子是我的，
the silver is mine.
金子是我的，
and the gold is mine.
我不说到那个属灵的表达了，
and I'm not talking about the expression of
spiritual expression. 当然要从属灵的表达来说，
If you talk about spiritual expression,
银子是说到救赎,
silver is about redemption.
金子是说到神的性情,
and gold is about the nature of God.
但是在这个地方不需要这样看,
but here we don't have to look at it that way.
在这个地方你怎么看呢?
And here, how should you look at it?
你跑到启示录里头去看,
if you go to Revelation,
什么时候, 神说银子是我的, 金子是我的。
And God said, the silver is mine, gold is mine.
万国的珍宝都要运来。
And that all, the desire of all nations will come.
这什么呢?
And what is that?
弟兄姊妹，你看看新耶路撒冷。
And brothers, we look at the New Jerusalem.
现在我们看的黄金是当做宝啊。
Then now we deem gold precious.
那个时候，黄金只配给我们浅踏在脚上。
But at that time, gold is only worthy of us for us to trample on.
是黄金铺的。
Because all the streets are made by gold.
你觉得黄金有什么了不起？我们就一步一步就踩在上边了。
So there's nothing great about gold, just because we walk on them.
所以说珍宝有什么了不起？
And all the precious stones are not great.
那个城墙上的装饰。
But they're just decorations on the walls.
到处都是。
And they're everywhere.
没有什么了不起。
There's nothing great about them.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当我们留意到这一件事情的时候。
If we see this matter.
你就知道了。
Then we'll know.
新天新地里头这个殿是怎么样的。
The temple in the new heaven and new earth, what is it like?
你在国度里头可以找到有殿。
In the kingdom, you'll find a temple.
但是你到了新天新地。
But when you go to the new heaven
and earth,
we go to the new Jerusalem,
你知道有殿在哪里,
you know that there's a temple there.
但是你找不到殿在哪里,
but you can't find a temple.
你说怎么会有这样的一件事情?
And you say, how could that happen?
如果有殿在那里, 那怎么会发现不到那个殿呢?
If there's a temple, how can you can find it?
比如说你读启示录二十章。
Versus if you read chapter 20 of the of Revelation,
你很清楚你看见。
And you can see very clearly.
什么回事呢?
What happened here?
他说我未见城内有殿。
I did not see a temple in the city.
有神和羔羊自己做成的殿。
Because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are his temple.
弟兄姊妹看到了。
But this is now you see.
是神和羔羊自己作为城的殿。
Is God and the Lamb being the temple?
并且那个时候的殿呢?
And the temple at that time.
教会也调和在其中的。
That the church is within it.
那就是神、羔羊、教会连接成为新天新地那一个时候的殿。
Which is to say, God, the Lamb, and the church, and in the new heaven and new earth, it is the temple.
简单的一句话来说，
and to put it
simply, 那是神自己就成为那个殿。
Which is to say, God has become its the temple.
那当我们掌握到这样一个事实。
If we understand this,
你就留意到了。
Then you can see.
还在地上，在人手所做出来的，有哪一个称为殿的建筑可以和那一个殿来相比较呢？
There's no temple built by man on the earth can be compared with the temple in the new heaven and earth.
都不能比较。
That they're not comparable.
因为人手所造出来的都是物质。
Because everything that's created by man is physical.
但是那个时候的殿是一个属灵的殿。
But the temple at that time is a spiritual temple.
是个生命的显出来的殿。
It's an expression of life.
是神的荣耀的丰富所表达的殿。
It's the glorious abundance of God expressed.
整个殿就是神的自己。
The entire temple is God himself.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到当时神借着哈该来鼓励犹大的百姓来建造殿的时候。
So when we see through the prophet Haggai, God encouraged his people in Judah to build a temple.
不是叫他们着眼在眼见的那个殿。
It's not for them to focus on the physical temple.
是把他们带进那一个存到永远的那个属灵的殿。
But to lead them to see the eternal temple.
这个是神的旨意里面所要完成做成的。
And this is what God wants to accomplish in his will.
因为在那一个殿的里头，神的应许说他必赐平安。
Because within that temple, God promised that he will grant peace.
在什么时候?
And what is that time?
神的殿一直是带出平安。
That the temple brings forth peace.
什么时候神的殿在那里叫人享用平安？
And at what time would God's temple, give people peace to enjoy?
弟兄姊妹，你看得见的。
That brothers and sisters, you can see.
地上的殿的历史没有一个时间是给人有平安的。
Throughout the history of the temples on this earth, they have never granted peace for people.
就是将来国度的殿，那仍然是在地上了。仍然是那个物质的殿啊。
Even the temple in the kingdom is still a physical kingdom on earth.
虽然在国度的日子是有啊很长一段的平静安稳又丰富的年日。
Even though there's a long period of time that people enjoy peace and rest within the period of the kingdom.
但是你看到国度的末了的时候。
But at the very end of the kingdom.
就是撒旦从无底坑在。暂时给释放出来的
，which is when Satan was released from the bottomless pit。
他又鼓动全地那些啊、抵挡神的那个残余的势力来对抗神的时候
，that he would entice all the remaining power on earth to go against God。
他们围攻圣徒的营，蒙爱的城
，that they surrounded the camp of the saints。And the beloved city.
那是在启示录十九章啊。
Which is recorded in chapter 19 of Revelation.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你就看到了。
And then, brothers and sisters, you can see.
就是在国度的日子，也不也那个平是享用平安的这个事情，也并不是那样绝对的。
And even in the kingdom, it's not absolute that people would enjoy peace.
但是等到新天新地的时候。
But when we come to the new heaven and new earth.
等到神让到他自己。成为人的硬背的时候
，When God has become the stronghold of man，
弟兄姊妹你就看到
，And the verses you can see，
诗篇上所说的
，In the Psalms，
神成了我们的居所
，That God has become our dwelling place，
我们都在他的翅膀的荫下
，Then we under the shadow of his wings，
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个是神将来要显明的殿。
And this is a temple which will be manifested in the future.
这一个殿，它的荣耀比任何一个地上有过殿的历史的殿都要高，都要荣耀。
And this temple its glory surpasses all the temples that's built on earth.
啊，我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
啊，当神是这样。来向当日犹大的百姓说话。
When God spoke to the people of Judah,
一面叫他们能超越过当时眼见的难处。
On one hand, he wants them to go beyond the visible difficulties.
一面把他们带进神那荣耀的启示。
On the other hand, he wished to bring them into the glorious revelation.
让他们也接触到神永远的计划的终结的时候那一个无比的荣耀。
So they can encounter the glory of the conclusion in the future.
因为他们今天所做的，也许在人的心里算不得什么。
Because what they are doing at that time is maybe nothing in man's heart.
但是他们当时所做的和将来的那一个荣耀的显出有直接的关联。
But what they do now has a direct relations with what's to be manifested in the future.
因为借着今天所建造的殿，让神得着人。
Because through the temple that's built today, God can gain man.
让神的见证在地上显得出来。
That God's testimony can be manifested on earth.
而神不住的在那里得人。
That God's there to gain man.
神的见证不住的在那里显明。
And then His testimony can be continually
累积起来的时候。
And when they accumulate,
就叫神那永远的旨意给带到完成。
And it can bring to a completion God's glorious will.
当然这个也就要加上以后教会的历史。
But it will have to combine with the history of the church in the future.
但是我们今天可以看到这个整个的过程。
But today we can see the whole process.
他们那个时候没有看见。
But that time they did not see it.
但神让他们从神的启示里面知道神要怎么做。
But through God's revelation, He lets them see how He wanted to work.
他们有信心来接受过来的时候。
When they have the faith to receive it.
在当日他们那一个时刻，他们就成就了神所要做的工。
And during the days at that time, they could accomplish God's work.
如同今天我们能按照神给我们所领会的跟上去的时候。
And same as today, when we can follow on according to what God revealed to us,
我们也就成就神在这一个阶段里边神所要做的工。
Then we can accomplish God's work at this stage.
所有历史上神所做的工累积起来的时候。
And when all the works throughout history accumulate,
那个属灵的结果就是带进新天新地。
The spiritual result is to bring forth the new heaven and new earth.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这一点，我们今天是站在教会的地位上来看教会的成长，那是看就看得更清楚了。
But now, when we stand in the position of the church to look at the growth of the church, now we can see it very clearly.
巴不得我们的眼目只注意神那荣耀的旨意的完成。
So let's put a focus on the completion of God's glorious will.
我们也就尽我们今天所该做的来跟上神的安排。
So we will put forth what we have to follow on God's arrangement.
我想我们今天晚上就看到这里。
And we'll stop here this evening.
盼望下礼拜二我们就可以结束该书了。
And we hope that we can finish the book of Haggai next week.